Hey guys, it's time for an iTalk Movies here on Popcorn Talk. I've got Garrett Clayton. Stick around.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's iTalk Movies.
Hello and welcome to an iTalk Movies here on Popcorn Talk Network. I'm your host, E.L. Teagle. I'm here with Garrett Clayton. Welcome.
Thank you. Hi, everybody.
I'm so excited that you're here. People may recognize you from the Teen Beach movies, but soon they will be recognize you from, I'm going to say, more adult movies.
Yeah, a couple.
Adult is the key word there.
Yeah.
Let's, real quick, I want to talk about Teen Beach because we can't not talk about Teen Beach.
Okay.
What was it like being, because you're an adult, yeah, playing a teenager.
Mm-hmm. As we do in Hollywood.
Right?
Yeah.
When do you think you're going to stop being a teenager?
Maybe when I shave and I can't get rid of the beard anymore.
Okay. Yeah.
So like when the 5 o'clock shadow is just like regular.
Is that like in the Santa Claus movie where he shaves?
Probably.
And his hair just grows right back?
Yeah. It'll be like that.
Nice.
Like, I'll wake up at, like, 10, and then, like, 10:30, it'll just, you know?
Awesome.
Yeah.
So you're a big sing and dance guy.
Yeah.
Did you grow up studying singing and dancing? And
I kind of fell into it. Mm-hmm. I was at, so my parents moved me from schools from, like, 5th to 6th grade. And, like, if you're any child in the Midwest, there's always, like, 6th grade camp, and it's a thing.
Okay.
And so, you know,
I'm gonna trust you on that one.
It's like white people crap, I know. So I guilted my parents because they made me change schools, and I was mad because I'd changed schools a few times growing up. And so I guilted them into letting me go to summer camp. And so I went to this camp, and then I got to learn how to ride horses, like in this little like section of it kind of thing. And so, like, every day I was learning how to, you know, like, ride a horse and take care of it and all these things. And then they let us pick one activity a week, you know, whether it's, you know, on Tuesdays you'll rock climb or you'll, you know, do arts and crafts. And I was like, oh, I'll try the play. And that was the first time I'd ever tried acting. And it was Charlotte's Web. I was Uncle Homer and I didn't know any lines. And everyone in, like, all the counselors who watched it and everyone in the camp was like, wow, it was like watching Whose Line Is It Anyway? And I was like, ah, great, I'm good at this.
All right. Did you get to sing at all?
No.
At camp? No.
I wanted to learn how to sing when I found out that my high school was doing Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. And I was determined to prove to the director of my program that I could sing and that I could figure out how to be the Beast, which ended up working. But it was when my mom and I got really creative in high school, and she got, you know, those like 90s, like late 90s, early 2000s, like big wedged sandals that,
oh yeah.
So my mom had an old pair of those, and so she like cut them at a slant, and we found these like giant boots. We put them in there, and then I stood on them, so it made me like 6'2",
yeah,
and I'm like 15. And all summer I'd been trying to learn how to sing, so I show up to this audition in these like giant boots, trying to do this like crazy beast voice, but it worked and I got it.
You got the role.
Yeah.
Oh man, that's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
I think that teaches kids everywhere determination and creativity is all you need.
And lifts.
And lifts.
You can always change. If you're short, you want to be tall, but you can't get shorter. That's what I've learned.
Oh, good. How did you learn that?
Because I'm short.
Okay. So I know that Teen Beach movie was shot in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
What is it like to shoot somewhere so beautiful?
I mean, you know what's funny is in the sequel there's a song called Silver Screen.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't one of mine or Grace Phipps' songs. It was one of Myers or Ross's. And I don't know why I said Grace's last name. Anyway, shout out to Grace Phipps. And it, in the lyrics of Silver Screen, you know, they talk about, you know, like life's a vacation and when you're, you know, you're working somewhere else and it's tropical. And it really was, you know, it was like a workcation kind of thing.
Yeah.
Because on our days off, when they would do like the smaller scenes with just one or two of the actors, you'd have all the dancers that, you know, and all the actors, mm-hmm, and everyone in between. Mind you, every time we did this, we'd always have weeks of rehearsal. We'd have weeks of recording, yeah. and you know, we'd have to do the pictures before we start shooting, and all the, like, you know, you start doing press even before, just because they front load everything. And so we were really close. And so on our days off, we would just either swim in the pool, we'd all hang out at the hammocks, or, you know, you all have movie nights, or, you know, chill by a cabana next to a fire and play Mafia. You know, it was like a really crazy long vacation.
Was it like you got to do sixth grade summer camp again as an adult?
I guess.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, I got to do like a lot more summer camp than any of my friends at my old school, I guess.
Minus the horses.
Minus the horses.
Yeah.
But it's nice now. I can put it on my resume.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, people, I've been asked to, they're like, are you an equestrian? Mind you, at first I didn't know what that word was. And I was like, yeah.
So
yeah. And they're like,
so you
ride horses? I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, no, that thing. Yeah, I do that.
What style? Look at me looking like I know equestrian.
Right? Is it Western when your legs are on both sides? And then, wait, no, it's the way you hold the reins. That's how it is. Sorry.
I don't know.
It's been a while.
I don't know.
I hold the reins like this.
Okay.
I don't hold them in two hands.
Okay.
That's what it's been a minute.
I'm trusting you on that. All right.
It's the saddle.
Yeah.
It's the saddle. It's from the audience. We got it. Thank you, audience.
Thank you, live studio audience. All right. Let's turn a little bit to a more adult situation.
Okay.
Let's talk about King Cobra.
Yes.
This movie, which premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival.
Mm-hmm.
It is a drama.
Yes.
It is a very dramatic drama, and it's a real story.
Mm-hmm.
How much research do you do when you're going into a real story?
Well, actually, it was kind of interesting when my managers presented it, because you know, I was so young when the story happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about it, and I read it, and you know, at first when they told me, they're like, oh, it's, you know, it's a really risque role, you know, read it, just talk to us about it after. And I was like, oh my, whoa. Like, first of all, I was even surprised,
mm-hmm.
that people would even give me the chance to go out for something as hard and as dramatic and you know, tough of a story to tell, because it's hard when you're doing a true story that, you know, doesn't have the Hollywood, you know, dance at the end ending.
Yeah.
And so through the process, I've really been thankful that, you know, I've gotten to tell a story, but also be with a group of people telling this, you know, this hard story that really want to respect it,
mm-hmm.
and what it is, and know that, you know, it's a hard balance, because, you know, we all love the film and we all want to support what it is, but we don't want to show disrespect to the actual people this happened to.
Yeah. And you worked with an amazing cast: James Franco, Christian Slater, mm-hmm. Keegan Allen. Alicia Silverstone played your mom.
Yeah.
What is it like stepping into this film with such, I want to say they're like movie gods, right? Like, those are some powerful people.
Yeah.
Was it intimidating?
I think I'm gonna go a little bit back into a project I did a while ago, and I feel like it was when I first worked with Ralph Macchio.
Mm-hmm.
He played my dad in a Lifetime movie, and I was really nervous for that because I was a big fan of Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then I met him, and I was like, "Oh, you're just like a person," and I think that was when I realized, when you're seeing someone on TV and then you see them in real life, I think because of just, I don't know if it's because of work or because I've been, you know, working, I think I did my first indie when I was like 15.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but, you know, I wasn't as starstruck as I thought I'd be. I think it's more excited to learn from them. Like, I was excited to be on set and see, like, what's Christian's process, or
mm-hmm.
how does Alicia approach material, or, you know, what's, you know, Franco's work ethic when, you know, because he's always juggling a million things.
Right.
But I really respect that, you know, James gets to create his own content, have control. And I think, you know, I've gotten to learn a lot from everybody.
Yeah. What is something that you learned that you think other people should also learn that won't have the chance?
You know, I spent a lot of time with Christian because we have a lot of scenes together.
Right.
And I've gotten to, you know, really see that it doesn't matter how, you know, like Christian has done incredible, big, you know, he's like, you know, he's a movie star.
Yeah.
But he's so humble and he cares so much about the work. Mm-hmm. And I think that was my favorite thing to find out. You know, no matter how long you're working or, you know, what cool things you've done, you always have this grounded work ethic.
Yeah.
And that's something that I really respect and that I really got to see that it's, you know, it doesn't go away, the, you know, the longer you're working it. If anything, it's more ingrained in you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's really nice.
Yeah.
So you play Sean Paul Lockhart, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Brent Corrigan. Did you watch any of his work? Because he is also, for those who don't know, a performer mm-hmm. of sorts. Did you watch some of his work to prepare?
I mean, I tried to learn as much about him as possible. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I, you know, everything from watching the videos to reading Cobra Killer to reading his point of view of Cobra Killer. Mm. There's videos on YouTube. I think he wanted to have a channel for a little bit. Interviews from other movies he's done, just try and see like what kind of person he is. Mm-hmm. I mean, even everything from watching the videos, I was even like, oh, how does he, you know, when he does the adult videos he makes, like, how is he intimately with these people? How, you know, some people when they kiss someone, you know, they like to bite a lip or they like, you know, maybe mm-hmm. they open their mouth a lot more than somebody else or they use a lot more tongue. And
right.
like, I, you know, how does he touch people? Like, I just thought because it's such like a physical art of what right. he does, I thought that would be a fascinating way to look at it. But Justin Kelly, who's the director, really wanted me to separate Sean from the material so that it didn't appear as if we were making fun mm-hmm. or poking at his life.
Right, of course.
So I was trying to find a way to, you know, have some kind of balance where it's like people get pieces of him in it, but also the character is like a separate entity mm-hmm. so that it's not just, you know, like a shticky version of, you know, Sean.
Yeah. Did you hear from him after the film and his opinion on it?
I mean, I know that he's, you know, I get why he's, you know, maybe been a little bit more negative about it.
Okay.
I mean, it's, you know, it's his life and
right,
it was it's tough and it was a very aggressive part mm-hmm. of, you know, when he was younger and he started doing this at a certain age that caused controversy and I,
right.
It's, you know, it's difficult. I think it's, the way I like to look at this story that we told is it's a young kid didn't know what he was getting himself into mm-hmm. and it's perseverance and trying to find out who you are and making the best of it.
Yeah.
And I think we get that at the end of the film, you know, mm-hmm. he gained some control of his life. And I think that was a big thing in the film is like controlling what he wants for himself, not what everyone else wants for him.
Yeah. Well, let's change gears a little bit and talk about Don't Hang Up,
which yeah.
is a completely different film. Look at you.
I know.
You're just...
I kind of all over the place right now.
I love that you're all over the place. It's so great, and it shows what an amazing actor you are and what talent you have, that you can go from, you know, from Teen Beach Movie to King Cobra to Don't Hang Up, which is premiering at the LA Film Festival on June 4th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a horror film.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a big horror
fan? I think
fan?
The directors want it to be a thriller. A
thriller. My apologies.
Just throwing it out there.
No, my apologies. I'm much more likely to see if it's a thriller.
Yeah.
Horror scares me.
It's like you'll get a lot of suspense in it. There will be yeah. moments of horror, but it's not so prolonged that it like is just trying to like 1, 2, 3 scare you constantly.
Yeah.
It's more, it's the, I think the agitation and like the slow build of the film. And Lexi and Damien are very visual. You know, they come from Game of Thrones and like
yeah.
Gravity, you know, the team behind that. And just like they, you know, if they have a short called The Red Balloon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you can find it online. It's, you know, if you see that, it's very visual. And this film is right up that alley.
Yeah. Well, what, can you tell us a little bit about the story of
yeah.
Don't Hang Up?
So, Sam Fuller and Brady Mannon, mm-hmm. Mannion. I never know. Say my own character's name. So it's these two friends who, with their group of friends, have this like prank YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they rack up millions of views and they kind of live their life the way they want with a disregard for other people and the way they affect their lives. They mess with the wrong person and they end up getting kind of locked down in this house all night
mm-hmm.
because the person they messed with. And it's, I think the real fear of the film is what is like, what is so interesting about it. Mm-hmm. You know, this guy takes over their phones, the computer, the, you know, these TVs now have little cameras at the top of them. Right. They hacks into that and, you know, throws my family up on screen.
Right.
Says, if you leave the house, I'm going to kill your family.
Wow.
And so, you know, you never really leave the story because of how visual they get. So, mm-hmm. you know, if... Because Greg Sulkin is my co-star in it. And if he's upstairs, they'll do like these crazy shots that... So it's not cutting in the film. It's like one solid motion.
Wow.
Yeah. And so you're going through like panes of glass and walls and keyholes. And it's, I mean, just some of the most beautiful shots.
Well, how do you shoot something like that?
Oh, I mean, at some point they're just like, Garrett, can you stand here? Just like don't like act, but like try not to move because we're doing the visual effects right now. It's like, okay, I don't. All right, I'm just gonna stand here.
Yeah.
Because it, you know, it was like my back.
Right.
So I'm like, it might. You're seeing this,
right?
But really, I'm standing there doing this. It looks a lot more terrifying in the movie.
It sounds like it. Your back is terrifying.
Is it?
Absolutely.
Ah.
All right. So Don't Hang Up, which comes out June 4th, LA Film Festival is where it premieres. Are you a big horror, thriller, suspense fan?
I was a really big horror fan growing up.
Yeah?
I think I saw my first horror movie when I was six.
What movie?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Of course.
Yeah, I was like a huge... I still am a huge Wes Craven fan. Mm-hmm. Dream Warriors, by the way. It's like one of my favorite ones.
All right.
It's like the first one and Dream Warriors. Mm. Those are the goodies. Anyway, not to knock any of the other ones, but whatever. But yeah, huge horror buff. I mean, you know, everything from Candyman, Leprechaun,
yeah,
Nightmare on Elm Street, Halloween.
The classics.
Yeah.
A lot of the classics.
Love them all.
Do you want to do more? Because your career is in all the genres. Is there a genre that you've really enjoyed and want to do more of?
I mean, I think right now I'm still getting to explore a lot of different types of films because I'm still like fairly young with getting to do these really cool, like, I guess, bigger parts in films.
Yeah.
You know, I've like, right now I've gotten to do, you know, like a drama for Lifetime, and
right.
I've gotten to do the musical and a thriller and the drama for King Cobra. And
right.
I also did a sci-fi recently that, when it gets closer, I'll be able to talk about.
Yay.
But
yeah. I'm excited because I know that you're a big nerd.
Yeah, a huge nerd. So it's like, you know, and now I really want to get like a fantasy adventure, which, you know, because I'm a nerd.
Right. You want to be like in the Hobbit remake.
No. Not that I don't like it.
You
I love Lord of the
to,
Rings.
You don't want them to remake it again?
I don't want another Hobbit. I just, like, can we get like an origin story for Gandalf in there?
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
I look directly into the camera because I really want it.
If you could be a superhero in a superhero movie, who would you want to be?
I'm gonna have to get back to you on that.
Okay. All right, then let's.
It's too exciting. Right. Like because you know Nintendo announced that they're gonna start.
Yeah.
Making films. That means Zelda might be a movie.
Uh huh.
Link, people.
So you want to be Link?
Link, that is the goal.
That'd be amazing.
I mean, it also depends on what incarnation of him they do and what time period and how old they want him to be. Because all of them, he's always a different age.
That's true. Oh, man. Well, then they could do all of them.
Yeah. I mean, I've thought a little bit about this. I always thought it'd be a really cool TV show.
A Zelda TV show?
Like, every single season is, like, a different incarnation. Ah. So it's like, you know how each video game is, like, a different period of time and, like, being reborn? What if every season is, like, being reborn?
I think you just pitched your next show.
Well, at least it's on camera, so
yeah,
nobody can say it wasn't mine first.
Right. And I know you're also singing coming up on June 12th, right? You're going to be at the Almost Famous in concert.
Yep, at the Troubadour. It's very exciting. The show is turning out really great.
That's amazing. How long have you been prepping for that?
I actually, 2 weeks before I left for Tribeca, was when I started rehearsing, because they started rehearsals the day after or something when I left for it.
Yeah.
So I got front loaded with everything.
Nice.
And, you know, we have just been in rehearsals ever since.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think so. I guess we'll find out. I'm not cutting my hair until the show because I really want, The you know Cameron Crowe character in it. Yeah. He had like the flip around. Right. I want that faucet flip, you know?
I love it.
I want to stay true to the era.
I think that's so great. I'm trying to imagine the hair now. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for talking to us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
And why don't you tell people, let's remind them, June 4th, Don't Hang Up at the LA Film Festival, and Almost Famous in Concert, June 12th at the Troubadour.
Yep.
And why don't you tell them where they can find you on Twitter and Instagram?
Oh, Twitter and Instagram, GarrettClayton1. That's with the number, not spelled out.
Awesome. And if you want to find me online, I'm everywhere at Yael Teagle. That's YAELTYGIEL. Thank you for joining us for this edition of iTalk Movies. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, Christian Harloff, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.